The reading from the book of Romans, chapter 15. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promise given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to you, to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all the Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, and the one who raises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading from the Gospel is from the Gospel of Luke, and it's chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it has been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody mentioned to me the idea of preaching a short sermon today. I don't know. I need to feel that. Would you pray with me, though? Loving and blessed God, we thank you for your presence in our midst, O Lord. We thank you, God, for the blessing of being here in your presence. We pray, Lord, you speak to us. Fill our hearts with your word, O God, that we may indeed celebrate the joy of your presence through your word. Speak to us here, God, our Lord. Speak to all of us, for we all need to hear your word in our hearts. And help us, O God, to be obedient to that word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Today is a special day. Amen? Special day in many ways because, of course, we are here. We are still breathing. There are many things to celebrate in life. But we have a special reason to be here. The reason that our Savior has been born, and we celebrate His birthday every year. As we were saying yesterday, every year is a wonderful time to celebrate and remember who Jesus was and what He has done for us. Every year we come and celebrate this wonderful occasion. For indeed, every year we have been called to do that, and there is always a reason for that. See, the story of Jesus and His birthday is not simply a matter for us to know that it happened, for that we know. Amen? But what it means to us is to come and celebrate the triumph of God. For indeed, the birthday of Jesus, this day, is a celebration of God's victory in the world. Now, when we come later on in Lent, during the time, season of Lent, to celebrate Jesus again, we celebrate again the victory of God. The victory of God over the world, the victory of God over the powers of this world. For as we were saying yesterday as well, indeed, God has declared that the one who's in control of the world, the one who's Lord over all is Jesus. Today, we honor that. Today, we praise God for that. Today, we give thanks to God for that wonderful event. For that wonderful event has made a difference in countless of people in the world. It has transformed millions and millions of human beings. It has made a difference in millions and millions of lives all over the world. The fact that people have proclaimed and people have witnessed to this Jesus that we talk about, to this Jesus that we know today in our midst. The reading from Romans speaks to this wonderful occasion in which we indeed celebrate the truth of God. And let me just repeat some of the verses from that reading. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you, Christ has become a servant to the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that He might confirm the promise given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. We have been received, we have been welcomed into the house of the Lord by the mercy of God, so that we might witness to the great things that God has done in our lives, what God wants to continue to do in our lives, what God wants to do in your life today. We have been blessed by the experience of knowing that Jesus has been born, but not only that He was born, because, I mean, we can see that in a historical figure, from a historical figure. Many people are born and die. In Jesus' case, we celebrate His birthday because it's the one who has been born in our hearts. And that expression of God's mercy is a wonderful expression that brings joy to the heart. As Pastor Suzanne talked about yesterday, joy. That joy that fills our hearts. That joy that doesn't let go. That joy that is always there because God has placed joy in our hearts, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of pain. That joy remains because God is present and we can see Him. We can experience that joy of God's presence. All that because of God's mercy toward us, because of that wonderful love of God toward each and every one of us. We have been blessed by the birthday of Jesus. We have been blessed by his life. We have been blessed by his death. We have been blessed by his resurrection. Today, we are simply praising God, giving honor and glory to God, for we have received so much from this God through Jesus Christ. If I were to ask people here in the room today, I can hear stories about all the things that God has done in your life, all the things that God has been doing in you, and how God has been transforming you, how God has been touching you. For God is working in us. For this God wants the best for each and every one of us. The best. God doesn't want us to get stuck in the past and get stuck in what happened before. God wants us to keep moving forward to what lies ahead. That is what God has intended for all of us. For you who come to church often, and for you who do not come to church that often. Amen? God wants the best for each and every one of you. God intends the best for all of us. Just to let you know, God has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for your life, and God is not going to let you go. For God loves you. And even when you don't care, even if you don't care, our God, my God, will not let you go. That's why when we celebrate the birthday of our Messiah, of our Savior, when we celebrate Jesus' birthday, we are celebrating precisely the fact of how this God continues to reach out to us, how this God continues to come closer and closer to us, seeking to bring salvation to your life, seeking to bring the best out of you and to bring the best to you. So as you continue to celebrate today the birthday of Jesus, as you continue to pray to this God who loves you so much, as you celebrate with your children, with your grandchildren today, remember that God will never let go of you. Remember that this God has a passion for you and will never let go of who you are and what God has intended for you. So open your hearts to the Lord. Open your heart and let the Lord come in and take possession of your life. My sense is that your life will never be the same as we celebrate the birthday of our Messiah, the birthday of our Savior. Would you pray with me? Loving and blessed God, we thank you for your presence again. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to grow in our hearts, O Lord, that we may continue to grow in our faith and understanding of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for your birthday. We thank you, Lord, for you having been born in the world. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you for your having been born in our hearts, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you help us to be open to you. Help us, O God, to be open to you. For we want to follow you, O Lord. And we want to be better than what we are. We want to achieve, O Lord, and to be able to reach, O God, all the things you have in store for us, Lord. Be with us. Guide us, Lord. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power, that we may indeed, O God, continue to go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, name that is above all names, we pray. Amen.